www.attableeg.com, the Reviver of Iman.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. صدق الله العظيم.
Before we proceed, again, alhamdulillah, with yesterday's programs and today's program, we would like to thank on behalf of our local community and Habibul Quran, Hazrat Maulana, for giving us this opportunity. May Allah Ta'ala reward him and give him tarakki in his khidmat and accept him in words, inshallah. We also thank our, on behalf of the Trust and Habibul Quran, for organizing this program. And mashallah for all the volunteers and people who have made it a success. Now we call Hazrat Maulana to give his speech.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahil Alim al-Khabir. المتقن نظام العالم بلا معين ونصير. فسبحان الله الذي حكمته بالغة وعلمه غزير ونعمه واصلة إلى كل صغير وكبير. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نقير ولا قطمير. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Friends and elders, there is a quotation of Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما in which he said, ذهب الناس وبقي النس ناس. قيل ومن النس ناس؟ قال الذين يتشبهون بالناس وليسوا بالناس. He said that it looks like pretty much humans are gone from this earth. Humans are gone. And now we have nisnas. قرئ بفتح النون الأولى وبكسرها. وبقي النسناس وبقي النسناس. أهل اللغة have mentioned both ways. So humans are gone. We have nisnas. So people ask Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, what is nisnas? He says, now we have left on earth something what we call look like humans. Look like humans. Look like. There's no humans, it's look like. الَّذِينَ يَتَشَبَّهُونَ بِالنَّاسِ وَلَيْسُوا بِالنَّاسِ. They look like humans, little bit, but they're not humans. In English they say, there is a big difference between human being and being human. There is a big difference between human being and being human. We are human beings. Are we being human? No, we're not being human. The life we live, the selfish attitude we display, and if you look at it, in everything today, it's look like humans, it's look like scholars, and I'm not referring to ulama, I can tell you about myself, I'm not an alim. And this is not just too, you know, superficial. Allah knows it, and I say it sincerely that I'm not. I might look like. There's a look like. It's everything look like now. To find students of deen is difficult. You get look like students. You get look like. Yeah, look like. Huh? In one ayah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, in Tanbih al-Ghafirin, there's a quotation where a pious person was asked, ما بال علماء زماننا لا يتعظ الناس بمواعظهم. What's the matter now? The scholars give discourses, but people don't change their lives. He said, إن علماء السلف كانوا أيقاظا وكان الناس نياما فنبه الأيقاظ النيام وعلماء زماننا نيام والناس موتى. He said, in the previous time, the scholars were awake, the masses were sleeping. So the vibrant, active, vigilant scholars revived the sleeping masses. Now the scholars are sleeping and the masses are dead. So who revived who? Allah speaks about the quality of the disbelievers in the Quran. فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That it's not in their nature to accept something which they previously refused. So they initially declined, desisted, refused, vehemently opposed. Now it is against their honor and dignity to apologize, accept and reconsider. In Bayan al-Quran it is written, فِيهِ ذَمٌ لِلَّجَاجِ وَالْعِنَادِ وَالْإِصْرَارِ وَقَدْ كَثُرَ فِي الْمُتَزَيِّئِينَ بِزِيِّ الْعُلَمَاءِ لا يرجعون عما صدر عنهم أولا الوهلة ولو ظهر عليهم بطلانهم. That this ayah speaks about the evil trait of being stubborn, arrogant and obstinate. Adamant. No. Just no. Listen. No, no. I won't. It's just block out. وَقَدْ كَثُرَ. This trait has become common, not in scholars. A scholar, they have قول قديم, قول جديد. Those that are erudite, those that are anchored, they will apologize, they will retract their view. The Nabi of the time, the Nabi of the time, Dawud alayhi salam, he's the Nabi, he's the king. Ya Dawud, inna ja'alnaka khalifa, we've made you the ruler. Fahkum bayna al-nasi bil-haq, rule with justice. Wala tattabi' al-hawa, and don't follow your desires, because that will mislead any person. The recipe for guidance is that you tame yourself down to follow divine guidance. And the recipe for disaster is you tamper with divine guidance to suit your desires. That's the recipe for disaster. You tamper with the deen. You adjust the deen. You interfere with the deen. وَلَوِتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لفسدت السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. And if the truth is subjected to their desires, it will result in the destruction of the heavens and the earth. So the formula of guidance is you embrace the truth, you adjust your life, you adjust your life. In that is discipline, in that is molding, in that a person is shaped into a real human. Otherwise it's look like humans. Look like humans. فِيهِ دَمٌ لِلَّجَاجِ وَالْعِنَاجِ وَالْإِصْرَارِ. In that is condemnation of being obstinate, stubborn. No. Why don't you accept your mistake? No. لَا وَقَدْ كَثُرَ فِي الْمُتَزَيِّئِينَ بِزِيِّ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Hakim al-Umma writes, it has become almost the salient feat or the salient trait of people who look like scholars. لَا يَرْجِعُونَ عَمَّا صَدَرَ عَنْهُمْ أَوَّلَ الْوَهْلَ وَلَوْ ظَهَرَ عَلَيْهِمْ بُطْلَانُ. They will not back off from something they said once, even if the opposite is established and their view is nullified. So I was telling you, the Nabi of the time, Dawud alayhi salam, two people presented before him. And that's the focus of my talk. We need to become real humans. And that is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made humans. He shaped them into real humans. Akhna darindo se na haywano se dar lagta hai. Ya zamana hai ke insano se dar lagta hai. Akhna darindo se na haywano se dar lagta hai. Ya zamana hai ke insano se dar lagta hai. Khurezi ka ye alam hai ke khuda khair kare. Ab musalmano ko musalmano se dar lagta hai. اب تو نہ درندوں سے نہ حیوانوں سے در لگتا ہے. You tell me there's a big cat here, you tell me there's a predator here, you tell me the big five are here, you're going to safari, nah, I'm fine, I can deal with this here. اب تو انسانوں سے در لگتا ہے. You tell me Ibrahim is here, right, Stavniko? Kasi bol Stavniko. Tu ini keto bhi nahi ke wun awe lo, right? I don't cross path with him.
Allah.
عزت نفس کسی شخص کی محفوظ نہیں. عزت نفس کسی شخص کی محفوظ نہیں. No one's honor and آبرو is respected. خوریزی کا یہ عالم ہے, خوریزی کا یہ عالم ہے کہ خدا خیر کرے اب مسلمانوں کو مسلمانوں سے در لگتا ہے. Leave fear in humans, now a believer fears another believer. I just need safety, I need shelter, I need amnesty from him, I just need to be protected. We're no longer humans. We look like humans. We look like humans. Humans are completely different.
Allah.
Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, نَعِيبُ زَمَانَنَا وَالْعَيْبُ فِينَا وَمَا لِزَمَانِنَا عَيْبٌ سِوَانَا وَنَهْجُو ذَا الزَّمَانَ بِغَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ وَلَوْ نَطَقَ الزَّمَانُ هَجَانَا وَلَيْسَ الذِّئْبُ يَأْكُلُ لَحْمَ ذِئْبٍ وَيَأْكُلُ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا عَيَانًا. وَلَيْسَ الذِّئْبُ يَأْكُلُ لَحْمَ ذِئْبٍ. And you would rarely find one predator preying on another predator. You will never find a predator preying on a predator. It will go on its game, on its hunt, on its kill. But not one preying on another predator. وَيَأْكُلُ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا عَيَانًا. But one human today is preying on another human. One human is preying on another human. Openly attacking. أَسَلُ وَفَائِهِ. تو پیٹھ پیچھے ہوتی ہے ورنہ سامنے تو کتا بھی دھوم دلاتا ہے. کیا غضب کر دیا شاید. اصل وفا ہے تو پیٹھ پیچھے ہوتی ہے. True loyalty is displayed in your absence. In the presence even a dog wags its tail, man. What you want to buy me with? What you want to do with me? The real thing is behind my back you stabbing me. You stabbing me behind my back. You defaming me behind my back. In my presence, not even a dog can wag its tail. يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّ تَرَاهُ مُبْغَضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَضَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَكَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا. May Allah make us true humans.
Amen.
And if we're not humans, how can we claim to be believers? one of the calls of our Akabirin, they said, if we had to see the Sahaba, we would swear they're insane. And if they had to see us, they would swear we're disbelievers. If we had to see them, لَقُلْتُمْ مَجَانِينَ, we would say that no, they are not humans, this is insanity. And if they had to see us, they would swear we are not believers. So, a human can err and fault, and he can retract. Dawud alayhi salatu was salam, two people came to him, and Allah speaks about this in the Quran, and one had a farm, and one had a flock. So the shepherd left his flock and he passed it into the farm, destroying the crops. So the farmer came to lodge a complaint to Dawood to say, this man's negligence, his flock grazed in my farm and destroyed my crops. Nafasha in Arabic means for the sheep to graze without a ra'i, without a shepherd. So obviously you leave kids without a guardian, children without a teacher, and they paint the town red. So Dawud alayhi salam heard and he seen that the harm of the farm that was caused by the negligence of the farmer balances out in value with the sheep. So he said to the shepherd, your negligence, you would be liable, you would be responsible, take your flock of sheep and give it to the farmer. And that's how you balance out the harm that was incurred due to your negligence. And they accepted the verdict and they left the court of Dawud alayhi salam and they came out. And they passed by Sulaiman alayhi salam. In the Ashia of Jalalain, under this ayah, it mentioned he was 13 years of age. So they asked Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, the young boy, he said, what verdict my father gave? So he said, the verdict of your father, that is Dawud alayhi salam, was that because it was my negligence of my sheep, so I must take my flock and I must give it to the farmer so that he can recover his loss. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam said that لَوْ وُلِّيْتُ أَمْرَكُمَا لَوْ وُلِّيْتُ أَمْرَكُمَا لَقَضَيْتُمَا هُوَ أَرْفَقْ بِالْفَرِيقَيْنِ. If I was made responsible of your matters, then I would have pronounced a verdict which would have been more sensitive and accommodating to both parties concerned. If I was made responsible, I would have pronounced. So news reached the father Dawud alayhi salam. He summoned his son. He said, بِحَقِّ الْأُبُوَّةِ وَالْنُبُوَّةِ, I ask you through the agency of fatherhood and the agency of prophethood. I am your father also and I am your prophet also. I believe you had a counter view to mine. Tell me what is your view. I would like to listen to it. لَا يَرْجِعُونَ عَمَّا صَدَرَ عَنْهُمْ أَوَّلًا وَهْلًا. Today is no backing off. Someone came to Hakim al-Ummah rahimahullah and said, I've been backbiting about you, please forgive me. He said, I'll forgive you provided you tell me what you were backbiting. Because it's a sin for you to backbite. But you could be correct in the wrong you spoke about me. So if you don't tell me, how will I reform it? I will forgive you, but first tell me what you said. So your backbiting and gossiping is a crime. But the matter addressed could be merited and I could be guilty. So divulge it so I can address it. Was it Rabi'a rahimahullah? He said, إِنَّ النَّاسَ خَافُوا اللَّهَ فِي ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَمَّنُوهُ فِي ذُنُوبِ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Today humans are such, they fear Allah on behalf of the wrongs of others. And they don't fear Allah on behalf of their own wrongs. Look at that man, what he's doing. Oof, I'll never want to die like that. But how you do it, you okay to that. Today people fear Allah on behalf of the Ummah. I'll never want to die like that, man. Kewi gar. Allah marafa yewi gar ne bola. Koi daron. That's vulgar, that's obscene, that's vituperative, that's wicked. And then what you're doing, the fraudulent deals you're doing, that's fine. So you're fearing Allah on his wrong, but you're not fearing Allah on your own wrongs. Kilabi taqwa. Right? The ulama, the suluk, they write about kilabi taqwa. The dog, when it urinates, it lifts its leg up. So my leg mustn't get napak, but if the zameen gets napak, it's fine. So they call it kilabi taqwa. So when it's urinating, and lifts its leg up, so there must be no spray of urine on my leg. The floor, sorry about that. So then he came back to Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam. Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam asked him what he said. I will tell the farmer, the shepherd, to take his flock and give it to the farmer. And in the interim, يَنْتَفِعُ بِلَبَنِهَا وَصُوفِهَا وَنَسْلِهَا. He can milk the goats, he can use the skin, he can use any procreation babies that are born. In the interim, the shepherd must work on the farm again. And then cultivate it, irrigate it, plant it. And when the crops are back to the point that it was, then the shepherd can return the farm to the rightful owner and the farmer can return the flock to the shepherd. In that way, we will minimize the harm incurred upon the shepherd. Otherwise, he lost his flock and this man lost his crop, but he still has the farm and he has the sheep as well. Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam said, I retract my view. Al-haqqu ma qadayta ya bunayya, and I will now pronounce my verdict in accordance with what you said. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُدَ الْجِبَالَ. So the ayatul kareema that I recited, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are on a lofty station of character. 3 months back, I was flying in East Africa, rural Africa, on humanitarian work and mission. So we were taking a domestic hop from Mombasa, which is a very amazing coastal city and a blend of African and Arab culture. And it's a topic of its own and it's rich with Islamic heritage. They have masjids that date back through centuries. Be it as it may, as we were flying back from Mombasa to Nairobi, fate and destiny had it such. I was reading my Bayan al-Quran in the flight, which I love reading, and it coincided that we were flying over Kilimanjaro, which is the highest mountain in Africa and the second highest mountain in the world, 19,300 and odd feet, and clouds are below the mountain, which is quite visible. So the pilot made an announcement on the PA system that if you look from the right side of the aircraft through your shutter, you can get a glimpse of the mountain, and people have climbed it and summited it, and there are different records about it. And fate has it, at that same moment while he's talking about Kilimanjaro and climbing and summiting this, I'm reading the tafsir where Allah says that you've climbed the highest level of character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Like, it's the planning of Allah, the doing of Allah. Now, look at the beauty of the Quran. In Bayanul Quran, under this ayah, so I mean, I did take a little peep into having a look at the mountain, I'm not going to lie about that. It's nature and there's no issues to climb it and see it or understand it or whatever it is. But, you can reach the top, but if you haven't climbed the hill of character, you've achieved nothing. If you haven't climbed character, then you haven't climbed anything. So, in Surah An-Noon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes the allegation of insanity leveled against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the polytheists. So they said that, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insane. So Allah refutes it, vehemently Allah refutes it. Allah says, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. أي مَا أَنْتَ بِمَجْنُونَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ. By the grace of your Lord, O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not insane. You are not insane. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And you are on the highest point of character. Hakim al-Ummah writes in Bayan al-Quran, this ayah, refutation of insanity.
coupled with the establishment of sublime character, releases a hint of correlation between the two. Kullama kana al-insanu ahsana khuluqan kana ab'ad min al-junun wa yulzamu minhu anna su' al-akhlaqi qareeb min al-junun.
Aapko dekh lena basirat ho jayegi
inshaallah.
So Allah said, you are not man. Then Allah said, you have the highest character. So there is a science that the scholars of Tafsir talk about, Rabd Bain al-Ayat, which speaks about the wisdom of the correlation. Why did Allah say this? So first is the ayah. Then you go into the linguistics of the ayah. Then you go into the backdrop of the ayah. Then you go into the juristic deductions of the ayah. Then you go what prompted the revelation of the ayah. Then they debate and discuss a science of saying, why did Allah speak of this first and that second, and not this first and not that second?
Like this is Quran, man. This is Wara'ul Wara. This is Wara'ul Wara. Why did Allah say this first and not this? Why did Allah say it?
So Allah spoke about Luqman alayhi salam in the Quran, right? And Allah spoke about his advisors. Then Allah said, وَوَصْفَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. So Luqman told his son, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Oh my son, don't ascribe partners with Allah. إِنَّ شِرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That ascribing partners is a major crime. So this is what Luqman told his son. Then Allah switched from the discussion of the father to the son. Allah interjected the discussion by the advice of Allah to man.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about, please.
So this is Allah. What more proof do you need to know about the wisdom of Luqman than the fact that Allah gave it place in the Quran? Not in a paper, or not in a gazette, or not in an article, or not in a journal. Allah gave it place. Someone said to him, Ma aqbahu wajhik. Oh, you're so ugly. So he said, أَتَعِيبُ بِهَذَا عَلَى النَّقْشِ أَوْ عَلَى النَّقْطَاشِ. أَتَعِيبُ بِهَذَا عَلَى النَّقْشِ أَوْ عَلَى النَّقْطَاشِ. When you said my face is ugly, are you objecting on the pattern or the pattern maker? Are you frowning on the design or the designer? هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. It is Allah who designs you, shapes you, fashion you, molds you in the womb, in the abdomen, in the membrane of your mother as He desires. Someone said, oh, you have غليظ الشفتين. Your lips are thick. He said, إن تراني غليظ الشفتين فإنه يخرج من بينهما كلام رقيق. فَإِنَّهُ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمَا كَلَامٌ رَقِيقٌ. The lips might be thick, but the wisdom out of this is very gentle. That is it. کہتے ہیں میٹی زبان و کروے زبان والے کا شہد بھی نہیں بکتا اور میٹی زبان والے کے مرچے بھی بکتے ہیں. کیا کہتے ہیں کہتا ہاں کروے زبان والے کا شہد بھی نہیں بکتا اور میٹھی زبان والے کے مرچے بھی بکتے ہیں. If your tongue is rotten, people won't buy honey from you also. But if your tongue is sweet, people will buy chilies also from you. زبان, زبان. ابن الدقیق العید said, ما تکلمت کلمتاً إلا أعددت له جوابا عند الله. I've never uttered one statement, but I prepared my response for it. If Allah interrogates me, why you said this, I have a reply for Allah for every statement I said in my life. And Ibn al-Jawzi said, من صرح لسانه في أعراض المسلمين أمسك الله لسانه عن الشهادة عند الموت. The one whose tongue is loose is just attacking the honor of people, Allah will block his tongue from kalima at the time of death. Stop it. Just blurt it. Just utter it. Just fire it. Just offend it. Just insult it. Kuch zakham muddato baad bhi taza rehta hai. زمانے کے پاس ہر زہر کا تریاق نہیں ہوا کرتا, کچھ زخم مدتوں بعد بھی تازہ رہتا ہے. زمانے کے پاس ہر زہر کا تریاق نہیں ہوتا ہے. سم اٹرنسز آر فریش ایون آفٹر ایئرز. دا ٹائم ڈزن ہیو این اینٹی ڈوٹ فار ایوری پوائزن. سم ٹائمز یو ہٹ ہارٹس یو ہرٹ دیم فار ایور اینڈ یو ڈونٹ اونلی ہرٹ دیم. My Nabi said that throws you from Jannah further than the distance between East and West. The stung, if you can control that, then yeah, you've rescued half your deen. You've rescued half your deen. So Luqman, Hakim's advice, right, to his son. Then Allah digresses and changes. And Allah says, we told man to be kind to his parents and especially his mom, and these are the benefits, etc. of it. And the importance of parents. Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Rawad's call I read, إِذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ بَارًا بِأَبَوَيْهِ فِي حَيَاتِهِمَا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَقْضِ دُيُونَهُمَا بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِمَا وَهُوَ يَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكُ كُتِبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَاقٌ. Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Rawad said, that if you were obedient to your parents and then either of them passed on and Allah gave you money and you didn't settle their debts, in the eyes of Allah you will go down recorded as disobedient. Because the responsibility of settling their debts post your demise, if Allah gave you the economic muscle and strength, continues. Our deen is a wholesome deen. It's a deen of giving back and not claiming. It's a deen of adding value to others. So in Tafsir al-Uthmani it's written, what is the wisdom? We're talking of correlation, by the way. So Allah switched. Allah said, Luqman's advice like this. Then Allah switched. And Allah switched to his own advice. So in Tafsir al-Uthmani it's written there in the Hashia, what is the rub? You know, Tafsir al-Uthmani, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. If you understand Urdu and Arabic, then you'll know what I'm saying. Yeah, no, I'm just going to say it. So it translates that Allah has knowledge and Allah has wisdom. It's in the fifth juz. You must see what Allah Mashabi Rahmat Uthmani writes there. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Hey Allah, bila mubalagha, basse ghaya mubalagha, alimu hakeem. ہے اللہ بلا مبالغہ بسے غائے مبالغہ. او مائی خدا forgive me. I'm having a moment. I'm sorry. It's academic. This aqwal. Then one place he writes about Jibreel. Jibreel has 600 wings, right? Allah speaks about this in the Quran. Right? يَزِيدُ فِي الْمَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعِ يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ. Some 2, some 3, some 4, Allah increases or decreases as He wants. مَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ. The womb increases or decreases. The scholars of Tafsir say this ayah speaks about all addition or subtraction that which happens to the embryo in the membrane of the mother. So all, you know, whatever doctors will tell you. But مَا تَغِيدُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ is an encompassing expression of everything. So he writes in Tafsir al-Rahmani, Jibreel Amin has 600 wings. Right? The hadith of Bukhari, لَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاءِ. And he has 600 wings. And he can traverse the earth to the skies in a moment with revelation. But he cannot put a soul in one fetus. Because Allah has given him power there and Allah hasn't given him anything yet. And Malakul Maut can take out 1,000 souls, but he cannot insert one soul. So where Allah gives you authority, you have it. And where Allah denies you, you have nothing. You have nothing. So something Allah makes it easy for you, it's easy for you. And what Allah doesn't make, it just doesn't happen. That's why the Quran told you, whatever Allah gave you, pass it on to others. Don't hoard it. It's a gift from Allah. وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبْ أَيَّكْتُبْ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبْ. ولا يأبى كاتب أن يكتب. If Allah has made you a scribe and Allah has made you literate and you have literacy, transmit your legacy. Don't hoard it. Don't be proud. Allah taught it to you. Allah taught it to me. I know nothing. You know nothing. Allah knows everything. So Hakim in Tafsir al-Uthman is written, why did Allah switch to the discussion? That the reason why Allah switched to the discussion from father to son, then Allah came with the advice of him to insan, is that the father, that is Luqman, didn't tell his son, obey me. The father told the son, obey Allah. So now Allah told the son, obey your parents. Yani baap ne bete par Allah ka hukam manwaya. To Allah ne bete par baap ke hukam dara. Wo wasain al insan. Ye zor hai. This is Rabt Bain al Ayat. This is Quranic sciences. You can just sometimes when I'm flying and I just read one quotation, by Allah, sit and it will consume me so much. Somebody, Murib al-Ijli, he described Muhammad ibn Sirin. He said, Ma ra'aytu rajulan, afqaha fi war'ihi, wa la awra'a fi fiqhihi min ibn Sirin.
Can some people have Bombay?
Anyway, I was saying, come back to that ayat, character. So Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Umar Abu Sassim, you are not insane. That was blasphemous. Right? Okay, now I have another thought. This is from Allah, this is the God of my mom. I can tell you 1,000 wrongs of my own to prove to you that I have nothing, but it's a dua of my heart. I speak about this very fondly, and I can cry, and my mom makes this dua for me, and Allah reward her, and Allah given it for me to steal surplus. And her dua to me is often, dikra tu best hai, ne tu bhi vichar kar hai, ke tu bol hai, ne Allah ta ne ke tu bola ura hai, ke loko bhi hairan te ja hai, ne tu bhi hairan te ja hai. Allah's qasam. Dikra tu best hai, tu bhi bold hai. Koi taraf te aay kami ja hai, ne te kami ja hai. Agar tara paahi ti ja hai, ne Allah leko nahi ja hai. This is my mom's dua's. Dua's of a mom. This is nothing like it. So brother came to me and said, oh, Shaykh, when you speak of your mom, tell her to make dua for me. I said, your mother is going to make dua for you, brother, not my mother. You're going to serve your mother. I'm like, you know what, to feed your wife is an act of reward. Okay, can I come feed your wife? No, back off, man. Yeah, go feed your wife. That's sadaqa. Feed my wife, you son. I'll feed her. No. Serve your mother. And I've seen all her duas. Not too long ago, I was flying from Dubai to Toronto, business class. I was reading Bayan al-Qur'an. There was a brother next to me. I didn't know he was a Muslim or anything. But it was a long 14-hour haul. So every so often he's looking at me, and then when I look, he turns away. You know that side. He was watching his little whatever on in-flight entertainment. And I had my Qur'an out and I was reading. And lucky, man. I can just get lost, man. It's just so amazing, man. It's just like consumed, man. Those who don't read, they miss out a chapter of life. So after a little while, he mustered the courage. And he said, to you, what are you reading? So I realized it was in Arab, so we started conversing in Arabic. So I showed him the tafsir, and he was very touched. And then there were some Arabic lectures of mine on YouTube. So for the remaining duration, he went onto his YouTube and he started watching my videos. This is nothing to credit myself. For me, I just started tearing on the dua of my mother that Allah will make people sit next to you and give guidance. And I used to tell myself, but how can this happen? Who's going to sit next to me and give guidance? Well, what am I? I'm not guided myself. But I'm saying that the du'as of parents, I live by this, I sing by this. My kids, they always, now I gave a talk and they were there, And they say, but oof, oh, when we listen to you, you just blow us away. But when we come home, you're so normal. There's like nothing to you. You just one regular guy. But when you sit there, you find him on a different level. Tell Daddy to make dua for us. I said, no, Daddy, it's your mother. Now turn to her, take duas. You can learn and study, but for there to be effect, you need some duas and khidmat. Otherwise, it's just transmission of words. It's transmission. You can be academic, you can be scholar, you can engage, you can stimulate, you can mesmerize. But for it to connect to the heart, for it to move, for it to inspire, for it to invigorate, this is the system of Allah. For it to have ruhaniyah, for it to have some transmission, then it's going to take us to the next level. So I always say, if it wasn't a sin to mention my sins, I would have told you my sin. But I'll just be adding to my sin, and I don't need to do that. I've got enough sins. To mention your sin, you know, sometimes out of foolishness and ignorance, you want to show that how humble you are, and you speak about your sin. That's not humility. That is committing another sin. No, brother, I'm nothing. I actually did this. No, don't tell me that's a sin. Telling me your sin is a sin. You don't need to be humble by exposing yourself. Ustur alayk, satar Allah alayk. That's the teachings. وَأَخِذِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَ إِنَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلَ. A person says, I was standing and a woman came and I was attracted and I couldn't resist and she came and I fell upon her and I hugged her and I kissed her. And then I came to Umar radiallahu anhu and I said, see Umar, this is what happened. He said, don't tell me. If it's us, and then, but she, on. Don't tell me. Then I went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from Allah, a woman came and I lost him. I said, the hadith is in Bukhari, the ayat is in the Quran. She came and I just couldn't, you know, and then Allah revealed the verse, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. I just have a quick reflection of something that I want to say. Earn duas. It's a topic I've given many times. I know for myself, people who have touched me, and I know personally, and have earned me in my own, I really forget their name in my du'as. And people who request me for du'as, I really remember their name in my du'as. Did you hear what I said, my brother? People who've touched me and have worn my heart and do it for whoever's du'a you need. I'm not saying come to me, I'm nothing. Whoever you need to win, touch them, win them, impress them, convince them, serve them. And I can tell you, there are people who I have not met in years, but they've touched me so deeply that I, wherever I am, I don't forget them. And that's the system. And there are thousands who request me, and I cannot remember them. Hakimul Ummah, someone asked him, make dua for us. So he said, no, I make dua for everyone. Allahumma kulla khayr li kulli muslimin wa kulli muslim. Allah give all good to every Muslim. So he said, no, Hazrat, I want khususi dua. He said, it's a khususi ta'luk rakho. Umumi ta'luk rakhte aur khususi dua mangte. Then keep a special relation with me. Some people think special relation is to impose and to bother and annoy. Adab. Yeah, like, see, I want to be close to you and I'm phoning you, I'm irritating you, you're not replied. Is that it? That's defeating the whole essence. Study your makhdum before you serve him. Study your makhdum. Do I know how to serve? Learn adab. I'm grateful to Allah for giving us the opportunity to study under the feet of our kabirin and our shuyukh, where we were taught and we were inspired and we were guided and we continue to learn. Nobody has learned adab all along. We're learning it all the time. So I was saying that they told Nabi alayhi salatu was salam that he was insane and Allah refuted it. Allah said, you are not insane. In Madarik al-Tanzeel, Alama Nasafi writes so amazing about Walid bin Mughira. Walid bin Mughira has featured in the Quran in different places in a negative way about his evil, his character. In Surah Muddathir also Allah has spoken about him in the 27th Juz also, in the 29th Juz also, in different places. He was known as Rehana to Quraysh. He was the fragrant of the Quraysh. His annual income was 1 million dinar gold coins. He had 10 sons. right? Bani Nashruda, 10 out of them, 3 became Muslims. Khalid bin Walid is one. Walid bin Mughira, Khalid bin Walid, that was his son. 3 of them became Muslims, 7 did not. But Allah said, from his children, Bani Nashruda, his children were around him. The Mufassirin make istilal from there, that children are a ni'mat when they are around you. Some you have Bani, they're not shuhud, they're ghaib. Allah said we gave him sons, but Allah said shuhud, they're around the parents. If you're not around your parents and you cannot serve them and see to them, then what ni'mat is that? They go on and they scattered and they're away. Yes, Bani Shuhuda. So Walid bin Mughira, he one day maligned the character of Nabi alayhi salam. He spoke ill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salam is Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Speaking ill of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. You dig in your own hole, that's it. There's nothing more about it. You're destroying yourself. Decide how much you want to destroy. That's your choice. The more you talk, the more it will backlash on you. So he writes such an amazing nukta in Madarik al-Tanzeel. He says, لَمَّا عَابَ الْوَلِيدُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَاذِبًا سَمَّاهُ اللَّهُ بِعَشْرَةِ أَسْمَى صَادِقًا. If you send salutations on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one time, let us all recite, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. If you send salutations on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once, Allah will send 10 blessings on you. And if you try to falsely malign the character of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once, Allah will expose 10 evil traits of yours. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, was the father of Tafsir, said in the whole Quran, I don't know of any person whom Allah has exposed more openly than Walid bin Mughira. Allah mentioned 9 evil qualities, close to 10. وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ عَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيرٍ عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ. And in the last one there, because he said Nabi Sassam was mad. So Allah said, you like this, you like this, you like this, you like this, you like this. Allah exposed it. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, no, I'm not going to go into that tent. I still want to tell you about becoming real humans. In case you forgot. My brother who's studying deen, study deen. Allah will give you deen in dunya. I still remember the day I was in my second year and I came home and Allah blessed my dad. I said to him, I think I'm done. You know, Shaitan plays tricks with everyone. And I said, no, I think I had my days and I'm calling it. And I think of that day so often and I cry and he helped me, hugged me, embraced me. And he said, boy, there's a future ahead, don't back off. And I think of that day and I cry so much. I cry so much. I cry so much, Ya Allah. Only your grace, only your assistance, only your help. So Allah exposed him and in the end Allah said, his lineage is not even established. To that point Allah exposed him. His lineage is not even in order. So when this ayat was revealed, he went to his mom and said, Na'asha of Jalalayn. You can read it. He said, Inna Muhammadan wasafani bi tis'i sifatin a'rifuhunna ghayra at-tasi'. The Quran of Muhammad says, I'm arrogant, I swear, I'm proud, I take a lot of oaths, I'm a miser. Manna'in lil khayr is baqiyya, because khayr is in the meaning of money. And the ulama say, to leave money is fine, there's not a problem with it. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرٍ. Your khayr is money. The fact that Allah legislated how your wealth must be distributed after your death, that means Allah allows you to die needing money. Sometimes when I sleep, then the students used to say, Ustad, Ustad. Inna milk al mal la yunafi at taqwa al kamil ma'a adai hukukihi. بيان القرآن حكي لكم ما زالت الله. أوه بيان القرآن. أوه ما يخدع. الله نورهم الدعاء من فتام يلي الرحمة. Anwar Shah Kashmiri said, Urdu has nothing to offer. Then when he read Bayan al-Quran, he said, no, I have to revoke my words. Urdu's got a lot, I read Bayan al-Quran. Khulasa of 13 tafasir. Masail al-Suluk, irrefutable. What deductions? I want to start getting to today's students, knowledge is so subtle. They read a hashir, they see it's too long, they move on. So Allah's legislated your inheritance post your demise, which is an indication to the permissibility of thy leaving behind wealth. And the ulama say the biggest proof Allah wants you to work is He told you to spend and not to beg. So how do you earn? Get the balance in place. Oh, let me share with you another ayah with you. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم. Allah says if your wife and your children and your business and your wealth and your assets, أحب is more beloved to you. حكيم الأمة writes, أحبية مذموم هي محبوبية مذموم نية. أحبية مذموم هي محبوبية مذموم نية. If you love your wife, children, your wealth more than Allah, then it's a problem. To love them is perfectly fine. It's natural, it's correct, it's encouraged. It's no problem loving your wealth. Don't love it more than Allah. That's when it's cancerous. And then he says, wherever the hadith says, Hubbud dunya, it means ahab. Yeah, rijalte Quran. Yes, rijalte. Yeah, rijalte. Ahab. Loving it more is a problem. In this, Allah condemns ahabiyyah, not mahbubiyyah, academic language, simplified. Loving your assets, your mundane, your materials, your transitory items more than Allah. What's the khulasa of loving more? Giving preference to anything material over the order of Allah will denote what is more closer to you. So loving everything is fine, you must love it. That's how we are. Allah has made us beloved. وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّحِ. And greed and love for wealth is intrinsic to your anatomy. دَلَّ بِعُمُومِ الْأَنْفُسِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الطَّبَعِيَّاتِ لَا تَزُولُ عَنِ الْكَامِلِينَ وَإِنَّمَا تَسِيرُ عَلَيْهِ مَغْلُوبًا فَإِنْ عَادَ بَعْضُ آثَارِهِمْ لَمْ يُنَافِ الْكَمَالِ إِذَا لَمْ يُسِرْ عَلَيْهِ. He writes, Allah said that the humans are greedy by nature. So Allah used the word anfus. Anfus is the plural of the word nafs. So nafs tells you, dalla bi'umumil anfus, by the generalization of soul. Anna tabariyat, natural things, greed, jealousy. La tazul anil kamilin. These traits don't disappear from the pious. Wa innama tasiru maghluba, but they tame it. They domesticate it, they localize it, they regulate it. So it's still there, but they suppress it. It becomes dormant and inactive. But it's not a pious person doesn't have greed in him. It doesn't mean a pious man doesn't have jealous. What happens? They domesticate it, they regulate it, they tame it. Dalla bi'umum al-anfus. My brother, may Allah revive in you and me the passion of Quran. The day will be too short, the night will be too short, the life will be too short. But when the maza is gone, what Allama Busayri said, rahimahullah, that fattun kiru al-aynu daw al-shamsi min ramadi. وَيُنْكِرُ الْفَمُ طَعْمَ الْمَاءِ مِنْ سَقَمِهِ. When your vision is gone, then you say, who said the sun has risen? Nah, it's not out. Ye marti kahi jo aati nahi. Toh bhai tarko nikli gaya bhai, tu tere aap hindi ka. Haan, toh kehna tarko nikli gaya chahe. Toh bhai solar panel bhi chanti chahe. And if your mouth is sick, then you say the food is not palatable. The food is fine, it's time you adjust your taste buds. The sun is out, it's time you go for an eye check. If the Quran is not attracting me, the issue lies that we are not with the Quran. It's to stimulate, it's to arouse, it's to excite, it's to engage, it's our deen. دل بعموم الأنفس على أن التبعيات لا تزول عن الكاملين وإنما تصير مغلوبا فإن عاد بعض آثاره لم ينافي الكمال إذا لم يصير عليه.
يا خدا يا خدا
يتنازعون في okay let's get back to that. So I said to you that Allah said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is not insane. Then Allah said, you have the highest character. So you know what he writes? The correlation of the reputation of insanity with the establishment of character is an indication of كُلَّمَا كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَحْسَنَ خُلُقًا كَانَ أَبْعَدْ مِنَ الْجُنُونَ. The ayat releases a hint, the more noble your character, the further you from insanity. The more evil your character, the more mad you are by the definition of Allah. وَيُلْزَمُ مِنْهُ أَنَّ سُوءَ الْأَخْلَاقِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْجُنُونِ. Now you can decorate your wall with accolades and testimonies, but if you are devoid of character, the ayah releases a sharp warning by the yardstick of Allah that is tantamount to naivety, nay insanity. I don't know if you're understanding my English, or my Urdu, or my Gujarati, or my Arabic, or Allah knows. كانت خديجة رضي الله عنها أرملة. خديجة رضي الله عنها وزوجها ذات شرف ومال. She was a woman of status and dignity and wealth. تستأجر الرجال بمالها. She used to employ men. Yes, the greatest woman, the first woman, the main woman, she had a business. She was a successful entrepreneur. She was a successful businesswoman. لِيَتَّجِرُوا فِي مَالِهَا. They would go on business, commerce, trade, missions. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَهَا عَنْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صِدْقُ حَدِيثِهِ عِظَمُ أَمَانَتِهِ كَرَمُ أَخْلَاقِهِ. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَهَا عَنْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صِدْقُ حَدِيثِهِ عِظَمُ أَمَانَتِهِ كَرَمُ أَخْلَاقِهِ. She said, this man came, he trades for me, that one. Then she heard of this man called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three things she heard. He is very honest. صِدْقُ حَدِيثِهِ عِظَمُ أَمَانَتِهِ. He is amanadari, trustworthiness is very noble. صِدْقُ حَدِيثِهِ كَرَمُ أَخْلَاقِهِ. His akhlaq is just of a different level. عَرَضَتْ عَلَيْهِ لِيَتَّجِرَ فِي مَالِهَا. She proposed to this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I have some wealth and I'm a businesswoman and I would like to consider doing a partnership with you if you would take my wealth and go on a business mission. Qabila. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, it's fine, I'll accept it. This is where the link started of a destiny that only Allah knew. Who said my sister cannot trade? Who said my sister cannot trade? You see, we need to separate the pure Islam from cultural Islam. We need to separate the pure Islam from cultural Islam. There's a lot of baggage and culture we have. Don't impose culture. Deen is pure and clean. Keep it pure and clean. Too much tradition and culture that has just destroyed and diluted and tarnished and compromised and masked the beauty of the absolute deen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted. وَسَافَرَ مَعَهُ غُلَامُهَا مَيْسَرَ. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was accompanied by the servant Maysara. وَقَدِمَا إِلَى الشَّامِ. They came to Syria. وَبَاعَ مُحَمَّدْ Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam سِلْعَتَهُ الَّتِي خَرَجَ بِهَا. The goods that were given to Nabi Alaihi Wasallam, he sold it and he then purchased some things in lieu of that as well from Syria. And he came back to Khadija radiallahu anha, wa ahbarahu Ma ishtara. And then he presented her with the money and the change and the profit and the returns and the dividends. And he said that this is what I have purchased as well. I did further transactions. فَلَمَّا بَاعَتْ خَدِيجَةُ مَا أَحْضَرَهُ لَهَا تَضَاعَفَ مَالُهَا. Khadija radiallahu anha took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's good that he bought. It was just a business transaction, pure. Right? Neither of the two knew what Allah had kept in place.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُوْ أَن يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ ظَهِيرًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَصِيرُ الْأُمُورِ.
You didn't know what happened before. You didn't know the details of guidance. You didn't know the details of all these things. But then we inspired you and we blessed you and we favored you. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. So Khadija radiallahu anha then took the goods and she sold it. And when she sold it, تَضَاعَفَ مَالُهَا, she found that her profits had doubled up. وَأُخْبِرَتْ بِشَمَائِنِهِ الْكَرِيمَةِ. And she was told that this man is just amazing and unique by all definitions.
فَتَحَدَّثَتْ بِمَا فِي نَفْسِهَا إِلَى صَدِيقَتِهَا نَفِيسَ بِنْتِ مُنَبِّئِ.
Huh? My brother, go back and cry if you don't know this about the greatest woman. Cry. Cry, you cry and I cry and we cry. There are so many years of my life, I don't know who Khadija was, how she got married, when she got married, what was her age, what was the backdrop, what was the circumstances, what prompted, where it happened and how it happened. Cry, my brother, it warrants your tears, it warrants my tears. She then confided with her friend Nafisa binti Munabbih and she said, I think I've got some inclinations to consider a prospective marriage with this man. I'm blown away by his character. The matter was gone forward. The marriage was then solemnized. And the greatest union and the greatest marriage. Suffice to say, in the accolade of Khadija radiallahu anha, in addition to wedding the greatest human from all her co-wives, she's the only woman from the spouses of Nabi alayhi salam that enjoys two things. The longest period of marriage and the exclusive period of marriage. The longest and the exclusive. Nobody had 25 years and nobody had it alone. That is why anything and everything could happen. You couldn't take my Nabi off Khadija in any way. You couldn't.
أَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مَا تَذْكُرْ عَجُوز مِنْ عَجَائِزِ قُرَيْشِ حَمْرَاءَ الشِّدْقَيْنِ.
Read the narration when our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Nabi of Allah, how long are you going to be talking about her? It's over now, to the elderly woman, she's gone now, close the chapter. And that's actually, I'm starting my talk. Allah wo chaska mujhe bhi de de aapko bhi de.
Ameen.
Bhook lagne ki baat hai. Bas bhook lagi, phir bhooka khana talash karke rahega. Lekin jab tak bhook nahi hai, when a person is sick, and then after 2 days, he say, you need to soup mango. The fact that he asked to eat, that's a good sign. Even if he didn't eat, he asked. You're asking me what book to read? Alhamdulillah, that's a good sign. That taste buds have been activated. That taste buds have been activated. That I need to study, I need to learn, I need to understand.
وَلَدَتْ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلَدَيْنِ وَأَرْبَعَ بَنَاتِ.
She gave birth to 6 children from Nabi alayhi salam. Can you imagine the fertility of the woman of that time?
تزوجها عتيق بن عائد.
Learn this, my brother. She was first married to Atiq bin A'in. It's important, she's the wife of my Nabi. She was widowed twice before. Who was the first husband? Atiq bin A'in. ثم مات عنها فتزوجها أبو هالة. Then she got married to Abu Hala. Then Abu Hala passed on. Then she came into the nikah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the greatest moment of her life. The narrations differ if she had children from both or not. Some say she had a child from Abu Hala, others say she had a child from Atiq. Atiq bin A'id was her first husband. Abu Hala was her second husband. Her third husband was Habib bin al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all. She gave birth to 6 children. Wedded Nabi alayhi salam at 40, passed away at 65. Every woman wants to spend her last 3 years where? In comfort, in ease. Now it's over. Poyam mutta taygya. Now it's time to jarak fare dunyama and move around. The last 3 years in the life of Khadija radiallahu anha was in the belly of Abu Talib, where the economic sanctions were imposed on Banu Hashim. At 62 she went in there. At 62 she went in there, where she had given birth to 6 children of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 years before her passing away, she stood with our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thick and thin. Economic sanctions imposed upon her. Barely anything could come in. And that ties up with what I want to further discuss. And that is, and I'll move on from the discussion there, in becoming real humans, and attaining character, one of the many qualities of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, that makes us true humans, is he valued, acknowledged, appreciated, and reciprocated anyone and everyone that benefited him in any way. That's a true human. Anyone who's done you a favor, the rich, impeccable, profound, sublime character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in making you a true human is that you acknowledge, you thank, you appreciate, and reciprocate your beneficiary, your benefactor. If you are a beneficiary to his favors, then you need to acknowledge your benefactor. So Khadija radiallahu anha was there. Then there was this scroll that was hung in the Kaaba, in which they were denied access. 3 long harsh years had lapsed. And then it was the like of Mut'im ibn Adi. Mut'im ibn Adi, who started the campaign to put an end to the infamous siege that was imposed against the Sahaba. And he called for the ending of this. But by the time he started the movement, قَدْ أَكَلَتْهُ الْأَرْضَ, the termites had eaten it up. So divine intervention, there was the scroll hung in the Kaaba that nobody can contact the Banu Hashim, nobody can give them food, nobody can aid them. And 3 long harsh years, and in that Khadija was with Nabi alayhi salam, and year of the 3, imagine the last 3 years of all that, and she came out and she passed away. She came out and she passed away. Akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salam. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, taking the discussion forward on the note of appreciation, becoming real humans, to value, to appreciate, to acknowledge. Coming out of the superficial world. Everything I told you, scholars, I'm talking about myself, I'm talking about others there. Right? There's such a drop in knowledge and everything. It's so superficial today. It's like, you sometimes don't laugh. It's like, really? People want to tell you, you learn it. I'm learning it. Oh my word. It's just the level of ignorance is so wide that people with little knowledge appear to be very learned. The one eye is the king in the land of the blind. And that's the real thing. The one eye is the king in the land of the blind. It's not like I've got good eyes. It's just everybody else don't. So it looks like he can see better. That's all. We live in a world where even respect is fake. Superficial is generic. The Prophet ﷺ said before Qiyamah that you fake respect. So how is fake respect, O Nabi of Allah? وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ. People will be greeted just so that you cover yourself against his evil habits. If you don't greet him, he's so vulgar, he'll put so many blockages in your path, he'll make it difficult for your children at school, he'll make it difficult for your, you know, for your family. You know what I can do? You know what? Yeah, greet him. Some people are just going to make a big all the time. To come. The Prophet said, before Qiyamah, this is what will happen. So people will be respected. And you think like, ah, you're great. It's not you, my brother. It's a fake, superficial. And we're so desperate that we accept that. You know, the human ego is such that if you don't tame it, it craves for respect. And even if it's fake, it gets happy. Yeah. It's fake also, you know he's fake, you know he's lying, but you're happy that he said, ah, no. When Abdullah bin Huzafa radiallahu anhu was captured by the Roman emperor and his people, so then he said that I'll burn you. So he said, I didn't stop you. He said, okay, will you give up your Islam? Then I'll give you half my empire. He said, if you give me your whole empire and ask me to give up Islam for 1 minute also, I won't. That's a whole narration I'm just telling you today. لو أعطيتني جميع ما تملك وجميع ما ملكته العرب على أن أرجع عن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفة عين ما فعلته. If you don't give me half, give me everything and tell me to leave Islam for 1 minute and become a Muslim again, I won't do it. So he said, then I'll burn you. He said, but I didn't stop you. He said, okay, kiss me. That's it, you know, again, you want to put your hair away, you want to put your nafs. Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi has written the last radila to leave the heart of a sadiq is hubbeja. The last radila, the last quality that leaves the heart is the crave for faith. Imam Shafi said, وَدِدْتُ أَنَّ الْخَلْقَ كُلَّهُمْ تَعَلَّمُوا هَذَا الْعِلْمَ مِنِّي عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يُنْسَرْ إِلَيَّ شَيْءٍ. Imam Shafi said, I wish the creation can take all the knowledge I convey, but they mustn't credit me for anything. They mustn't say I wrote it. Usul al-Shashi, one of the famous books you learn in fiqh and in tafsir and all that usul. Right? Till today there's debate who wrote it. He wrote it and he's gone, they're not sure what was his name. Now his name is longer than the book. Yeah. وَدِدْتُ أَنَّ الْخَلْقَ كُلَّهُمْ تَعَلَّمُوا هَذَا الْعِلْمَ مِنِّي عَلَىٰ أَلَّا يُنْسَرْ إِلَيَّ حَالٌ. The respect of today is fake. Zain al-Abidin was going to the Haram. And he had his entourage. And then for us, the poet was what? So everybody started greeting Zain al-Abidin. So the king of the time, Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, he said that, who's this person here? And this was Zain al-Abidin, the great grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, who's this person? So Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik said, I don't know who's it. Just to downplay it. I don't know who's it because now he's threatened by there more people around him. He said, إِن كُنْتَ لَا تَعْرِفُهُ فَالْبَيْتُ يَعْرِفُهُ وَالْحِلُّ يَعْرِفُهُ وَالْحَرَمُ يَعْرِفُهُ هَذَا إِبْنُ خَيْرِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمُ هَذَا التَّقِيُّ النَّقِيُّ الطَّاهِرُ الْعَلَمُ إن كنت جاهله بجده أنبياء الله قد ختموا فليس قولك من هذا بظاهره العرب تعرف من أنكرت والعجم كلتا يديه غياث عما نفعهما يستوكفان ولا يعروهما عدم سهل الخليقة لا تخشى بوادره يزينه إثنان حسن الخلق والشيم ما قال لا قط إلا في تشهده لولا التشهد كانت لاءه نعم عما البلية بالإحسان. Oh man, the poem just goes, you don't know him, he doesn't know him, so what? Kaaba knows him. The Kaaba knows him. By saying you don't know him, you downplay him because your honor is threatened. He said, that's respect. That's respect. So we're living in a world where everything is just, you know, a fake. There's nothing original. The flowers don't smell properly, man. The rose don't have a fragrance in it. Did you get it? वो हमारे एक दादा थे वो चले गए अवे दुनिया में रहने की इज्जत नहीं हमारी दौर पे बोले कि नहीं इज्जत नहीं माना अवे रहने की इज्जत नहीं माना वो नंगा होता बेचारा अल्लाह की बंदी मफरत करे छोकरो अवे रहने की इज्जत नहीं माना हाँ ओ आई हैव अनदर फ्लैश दिल्ली नुकता है مانت القرآن الله سيد ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ثم نزعناها منه إنه ليئوس كفور ولئن أذقناه نعماء بعد ضراء مسته if we make men taste prosperity then Allah says if we make men taste adversity in مانت القرآن under this ayah is written under this word أذقنا he says مفتي شفي صاحب رحمة الله عليه writes the ayah releases the hint that in this world there is no pleasure, it's just the taste. Dunya mein na maza hai, na takleef hai. Dono ka sirf chakna hai. Walakin adakna. Walakin adakna. Us pe likha hai, Malik al-Quran mein. Kaisa dekha na, maza tu nahi kata, aapko kata. Walakin adakna. Walakin adakna al-insan. If we make man taste, he said the ayah releases a hint that this world doesn't have any prosperity, it's the taste. Well, in adatna, if we make man taste adversity, there's no real pain. You might think you're in pain. When you yell of hellfire, you realize there's no pain. I used to suffer from these mouth ulcers, what they call aphthous ulcers. Right? And especially as a student, during my student days, because we try to study very hard and intense, so I used to come up with these mouth ulcers and it used to be extremely excruciating pain. And they generally prescribe cortisone, which is not good because heavy dosages long term has chronic implications on you. But I used to often think to myself, they're so small, microscopic, you get in a mirror, but then it burns your whole pleasure and leaves you insomnic. And I used to say, Ya Allah, this thing is invisible and it's creating so much fever. What will be hellfire on the day of my love? What? I used to always think to myself, this one cut on my tongue causes me so much pain and discomfort. And it was a standard thing I had in every exam for the years I was studying. Just tension and stress. And I often say to the students, and I said to my students, and I say to them, you take stress in madrasa for your years of exams, which is fine, whatever is the case. But I promise you, the first test of life is more challenging than the combined exams of madrasa. Because the test of life is a different test. It's real. It's challenging. Where you're going to grow up and live life. Khair, my brother, so I was saying to you that becoming humans, may Allah make us true human beings. Allama Rumi speaks about the person, he came to the marketplace with a light in broad daylight and he's shining it. Yeah. So people ask him, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for humans. So he said, what are these? He said, no, these are slaves to the egos. May insan talash kar lo. Insan talash kar lo. Insan talash kar lo. If you have knowledge and you don't carry knowledge, Allah likened you either to a dog or a donkey. In the Quran. I was in Indonesia doing relief work and I went to madrasa. I was one of my students, is the principal. So he gathered all of the students and then I gave a talk. Then Allah put this in my mind at that time. I said in the Quran, Allah refers to a person who has knowledge but doesn't practice it either like a dog or a donkey. That's the description Allah gave. فمثله بلعم ابن بعورة بلعم ابن بعورة آتيناه فانسلخ منها فانسلخ منها سلخ in Arabic means to skin the animal right نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون in Surah Yasin Allah speaks of the night and the darkness وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل so if you don't practice it and Imam Ghazali told his son, O my son, the knowledge which cannot keep you away from sin in this world It's a fantasy to think that knowledge will save you from hell in Akhirah. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ عِلْمًا لَا يُقَرِّبُكَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا لَا يُبَعِّدُكَ عَنِ النَّارِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. The knowledge that can't keep you back from wrong in this world, how can you hope, wish and dream that that knowledge will keep you back? So anyway, we said that akhlaq is the thing, my brother, the life of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in a particular focus and in a particular direction, moving with this discussion of becoming humans, is learn to do the basics of appreciating everyone. Muslim or non-Muslim, Islam didn't differentiate. So, when Badr took place, Badr, right? And in Badr, there were captives. So many people were captured. And in the captives of Badr, there was much discussion how to deal with these captives. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, لو كان مطعم ابن عدي حي ثم كلمني في هؤلاء النتنا لأطلقتهم له. حديث البخاري. Oh, مطعم ابن عدي is not alive. If مطعم ابن عدي was alive today and he asked me to release these captives, I would pay homage and tribute to his kindness and release and negotiate and release all of that. Now, look at the teachings of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mutrim ibn Adi was a polytheist. He died as a polytheist. He was a non-Muslim. He died as a non-Muslim. But to his credit, there were two things amongst others. A, he started the termination of the infamous siege of the economic sanction. He was the man who created the voice. We need to put an end to it. This is harsh, this is brutal, this is crude, this is hostile, this is tyranny, this is oppression. It was Mut'im ibn Adi. He created the voice and mobilized, and people rallied for the termination of the infamous siege that called for the economic sanctions against the Muslims. He moved on. He lived as a disbeliever, he died as a disbeliever. When the Prophet ﷺ returned from Ta'if, he extended his amnesty. فَهُوَ الَّذِي دَخَلَ الرَّسُولُ فِي جِوَارِهِ حِينَمَا عَادَ مِنَ الطَّائِفِ. When the Prophet returned from Ta'if, then Mutim ibn Adi said, nobody's going to harass this man, I'm giving him shelter. And that was the nature amongst the Arabs. If one person extended, the others had to respect the amnesty extended. So regardless of the feuds or the altercations or the antagonism or the hostility, if amnesty was extended by one, it had to be respected by all. So he had two credits to his account. He gave amnesty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he returned from Ta'if and he started the movement to put an end to the boycott. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized هذا الحديث اعتراف بالجميع. فقد كان لمطعم ابن عدي مواطن تذكر فيها بجميله. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not forget, overlook, trivialize or exclude this favor. When so much was been happened, he said, this man, if he was alive today, Mut'im ibn Adi, without twitching my eye, I would have released them free, paying homage and tribute to his kindness to me back in the days. Today when we part ways and a marriage breaks up, we don't even say kind words. We don't even share gifts. Islam teaches you that even if you divorce, give a gift. وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Right? To give a good gift, to acknowledge, to تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ, to end something with respect and dignity. Acknowledging the years of good that you have. You end in a partnership, business. End on a good note. Don't deny the service of one because things have become turbulent in the latter part of the relationship. When the delegation from Makkah came, from Habsha came to Makkah, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up to receive them and host them. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself started entertaining them. These were the Abyssinians that had come to Makkah, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was entertaining them. So the Sahaba said, لَوْ تَرَكْتَنَا كَفَيْنَاكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You can sit down, we'll see to them. We'll see to them, we'll serve them. The Prophet said, no, I want to serve them myself, because they served my Sahaba, they nobly served them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لِأَصْحَابِ مُكْرِمِينَ. So when the Sahaba went to, when they went to Abyssinia at that time, due to the hostility in Mecca, they were compelled to leave. And the first hijrah had taken place to Habsha, Abyssinia, Ethiopia. I had the opportunity of traveling there, giving a talk there as well, alhamdulillah. And it's Ardul Hijra, it's Ardul Islam, where the Muslims had moved one that was the first land that had given إِنَّ فِيهَا مَلِكًا يَعْدِلْ. In that there is a king who is very just. And Allah spoke about them, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. The Prophet ﷺ acknowledged that favor, that he stood up personally and he entertained them. On the occasion of Hunayn, when the Prophet ﷺ distributed the spoils of the war, then he gave a lot to new Muslims, people who were considered in Islam, and some old Muslims were not given a lot. And there was no intention of discriminating. That was never the aim of the Prophet ﷺ. But he tried to win the confidence of some people, and he gave them, So there was a bit of a whisper and a murmur among some of the youth. And they said, yeah, you know what, we fight, we active, we robust, we resilient. But when it comes to money, then it goes to other people. I don't think there's justice in this distribution. So the Prophet ﷺ heard about this. Sa'd radiallahu anhu came and said, O Prophet of Allah, these are the sentiments that are being circulated. The Prophet ﷺ said, Aina anta minhum? And what's your take? He said, well, I'm one from among them. They were honest, they were candid. He said, فَجْمَعْ قَوْمَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَضِيرَةِ. Okay, gather your tribe in this yard. I need to have a quick sit down with them. Then he had a quick sit down with them. And then he said, مَا حَدِيثٌ بَلَغَتْنِي عَنْكُمْ. Listen, I'm hearing people are talking and frowning and objecting on my distribution. And it could be quite a challenging thing as a father when you're distributing your wealth and your assets and you have a plan and a vision and each one challenging you and objecting on you, but you didn't do this for me. And it only takes you to become a parent to realize that the parent is fair and just at all times. You know, it just takes you to become a parent to realize how selfless parents are. There could be isolated cases where certain have been disowned, and that's separate things. People say, you know, you speak about parents, but my dad has done this to me and my mom has done this to me. I'm not denying the marriage, but notwithstanding that, the fact that they are the cause of you coming onto this earth, Islam has made an obligation towards them. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gathered them and he said, what's the issue? They said, Amma ru'asa'una falam yaqulu shay'a. O Prophet of Allah, not the prominent elderly, it's the youngsters that have been making the comments and the remarks. They said, Suyufuna taqtulu dima'an wa yu'tal ghanimatu li ghayrina. Blood dripping here, money going there. We did the most work here in VIP food day and the Pakyapunake, Malkuka Ramina. Right, وَيُعْتَ الْغَنِيمَةُ لِغَيْرِنَا. Ahnaf ibn Qays said that Ibn Asakir's narration that when we came back from Iraq and then we were conquered, we were victorious and then we had attired ourselves with nice clothing. So when we came with nice clothing, we came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنَّا بِوَجْهِهِ وَجَعَلَ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَا. He turned away. So we said, but we came back from Iraq, we were victorious, we won, we have money, we have spoils, we have booty, we have wealth. He turned away from us. In today's time, yeah, I don't need that. Yeah, father's giving me a blanket, he's giving me a cold shoulder, tough luck, who needs that? But Sahaba was Sahaba, and back in the days, one diversion of gaze from your teacher was enough to rehabilitate you. One drop of gaze from your father was enough to leave you restless. And I said this, and I say this again, probably I've mentioned it, I know for a fact, how many years I used to cry, may Allah reward my father, for how he used to discipline me. I used to give a talk and come back, come home, the whole masjid praised me and my father condemned me. Allah is my witness, I used to cry. I used to come home and sob. No, I'm not happy with this. Your body language is not right. Your choice of words is not right. And the biggest thing I thank him for till today, he used to tell me this. He said, my son, you can give a bayan for 2 hours and you can thrill an audience. But after 2 hours, if you don't greet people with a smile, you've washed your whole lecture away. He said, take more pride in greeting people after your bayan than the pride you take in giving your talk. If a man is sitting there and is trying to come to you, waiting for the moment, spot him in advance and greet him. Till today, I tell him, 9,000 is enough, how many times are you going to repeat it? Because these are things you just overlook. You just overlook. You're tired of yourself, you're exhausted, people are coming from far and wide. I don't mean swarm me, right? But wallahi, thumma wallahi. I used to come home and cry. My wife used to comfort me and say, don't worry, Papa means well. Papa means well. Just listen. No, this is not. I sat and I walked. And remember, if you don't have a critique in life, that's a recipe for disaster. Everybody needs a critique. The ulama have written that there are four ways of Islam. One is mu'akhat, one is muhasaba, one is okay, the other two are slipping, you probably will come in. Anyway, one of it is mu'akhat. Musahabat, staying close towards. Then mu'akhat. Mu'akhat is where you pay up. So the pious is to pay up with each other. Listen, I'm your brother, you my brother. I can't see my wrong, you can't see your wrong. So frankly, whatever I see, I'll tell you. Frankly, whatever you see, you tell me. So this was one of the ways the pious used to adopt, creating bond, because you don't know how you behave and you don't know how it looks. So you need someone to pay up with, but then there's no ill feelings because this guy is going to say crude, blatant, brazen, as it is. Not euphemistic, diplomatic, sensitive. He's going to say it as it is. Tell you straight that you know what, you were rude. I watched you how you were talking. Your body language wasn't right. The way you said this, it just wasn't correct. Just 2 days back, I was so consumed with things. So one of my students came to me and said, are you angry with me? So I said, no. And then another person said, I greeted you. I said, forgive me. We don't realize how we're behaving. And if nobody can tell us, we will only become more arrogant. What they say is all about the ego. Drop the E, then you'll go. Drop the E, then you'll go. But if you hold on that E, means you won't go anywhere. You won't go anywhere. So we need people to tell us. We need people to tell us. Two people need to tell you. Well, he needs two qualities. He must be your well-wisher, and he must be skilled and experienced. If he's skilled, and he's not your well-wisher, he'll be driven by jealousy. And if it is the other way around, that he is your well-wisher, but he's not skilled, he will make foolish moves. He wishes well for you, but he's a fool. Sayyidina Ali said, stay away from a jahil and an ahmad. He said, I could teach everyone but an ahmad. You try and benefit him, he'll arm you. Okay, let's come back here quickly now. Let's start over this end. So the Prophet gathered them and he said, what's the matter with you that you people are frowning on what I said? They said, only of Allah, some of us, these youngsters said. He said, Alam atikum dullalan fahadakum Allah, wa kuntum alatan fa'aghnakum Allah, wa kuntum mutafarriqina fa'allafakum Allah. Have you forgotten that you were misguided, I came and Allah guided you? You were divided, I came and Allah united you. And Hakim al-Umma writes in Bayan al-Quran, La ilaha illallah. وَلَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. He writes under this ayah, Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have to spend all the money of the world to unite them, you won't be able to unite them, but Allah united them. دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ إِلْقَاءَ صِفَةٍ مِّن صِفَاتِ الْمَحْمُودَةِ لَا يَكُونُ بِإِرَادِ الشَّيْخِ. Allah said, you could not unite them, I united them. That teaches us a father cannot instill a good quality in his child. He can encourage them, only Allah can instill it. A teacher cannot instill it in his student. He can motivate them. Only Allah can make them emulate it. If a Nabi couldn't put it in his ummati, who's Zayd Umar Bakr? دَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ صِفَةً مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ الْمَحْمُودَةِ لا يكون بإرادة الشيخ. I can wish and say لو أنفقت ما في الأرض ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله. You were disunited, Allah united you. And then you were misguided, Allah guided you. So they said, Al-Minnatu Lillahi wa Rasulihi. All praise belongs to Allah, He is the Nabi, all praise. Nabi Sassim said, now you tell me something. They said, no, we have nothing to say. They said, no. Nabi Sassim said, you can also stand up and tell me, and I will never forget this. You can stand up and tell me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people of Makkah drove you away. We the Ansar sheltered you. They denied you, we embraced you. They belied you, we believed you. They expelled you, we embraced you. They said, we will never dare say this, O Nabi of Allah. He said, you won't say it, but I'll never forget it. He paid credit, homage, tribute to his Sahaba. لَإِنْ شِئْتُمْ لَقُلْتُمْ. It's in the Hayat al-Sahaba under the text of Nusra in the first bab, right at the end. لَإِنْ شِئْتُمْ لَقُلْتُمْ فَصَدَقْتُمْ وَصُدِّقْتُمْ أَلَمْ تَأْتِنَا قَلِيلًا فَآوَيْنَا وَمُكَذَّبًا فَصَدَّقْنَا وَمَخْذُولًا فَنَصَرْنَا وَعَائِلًا فَآسَيْنَا. You can turn around and say, oh Nabi of Allah, we gave you, we did this. He said, no, we'll never say this. He said, you won't say it, but I'll never forget it. Don't forget those. Don't forget. Al-Abdu Abdul wa in tarakka wa Rabbu Rabbul wa in tanazzal. You're a servant as much as you grow. Your growth lies in the more you remember those who shaped you. Don't forget them. Don't forget when you climb that ladder. Because remember, in acknowledging those who shape you, this is where your favor lies. I mean, mention one quality and then one more incident and we wrap up. So the opening comments to kind of conclude it, I always like to leave my audience with a message. Right? So there's something, you know, we spoke about humans and look like humans. Scholars and look like scholars. Respect and look like respect. Yeah? Everything just look like. It's just like what they say regarding time, our life are like identical suitcases. It's just some pack more in it than others. Our life are like identical suitcases. We all have the same bag size, but some know how to pack more in it. So they achieve more with their life. Everybody has a 24-hour day, but some are packing more in it. If you want to look at the watch and learn a lesson, then how does it pass time? By moving both its hands. If you look at the watch and you want to take a lesson from it, then they say, how does it pass its time? By moving its hands. Move your hands. Sitting idle is not going to help me or you. You've got to start now. You've got to do it now. And becoming better humans. Appreciate everybody. It's the formula to win, to grow, to advance, to better, to become human in everything of life. Simple thing. I was here last year, at a conference in Birmingham, and then I gave a talk to people with hard hearing and speech impairment. So that's the diplomatic expression adopted for people who are mute and dumb. The word mute is insensitive, the word dumb is harsh. The correct terminology, as we are told, is hard hearing and speech impairment. And it's a learning curve for all of us. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. We don't want to hurt anyone. Say the right word. Say the word. How do you say it? How do you approach it? So anyway, I gave a talk to them. There was an interpreter that interpreted the whole thing. And then that was very emotional. And then afterwards I said, can I ask a question? And he said, yes. So I would speak. And then the interpreter would, you know, with the sign language, do the whole thing and explain it and communicate it. And by the way, sign language has been spoken about in the Quran. Sign language, there's a whole language today, it's a sign language. Allah spoke about sign language in the Quran. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزَ. Mufti Shafizab Rahmatullah Alayhi has made istidlal from Ramza. I won't tell you from my pocket, I'll give you from Quran, inshallah. إِلَّا رَمْزَ. فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ أي فَأَشَارَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّا. Oh Zakaria, the sign that your wife is pregnant, you won't be able to speak. So how must I advise my nation during those things? With sign language. Wow, today sign language, the Quran references. You can write with your left hand and your right hand. But Allah speaks about writing with the right hand. Both are fine. But there's a hint in the Quran that the common thing is to write with the right hand.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ.
It's in Madarik al-Tanzeel, Alamah al-Sufi, Britain.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ.
What more do you need to look for? The Quran has it, everything. It's just our intellect. Today, gynecologists tell us that the child and the embryo is developed in three layers of darkness. Allah told us 14 centuries ago, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Today you call it the membrane, and you call it the womb, and you call it the abdomen. But my Lord said it 14 centuries ago. Today dermatologists tell us there's pain receptors in the skin. The pain receptors. Allah told us, كُلَّمَا نَضُجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودِهُمْ.
Oh,
so I was saying to you, the last point of reflection here is that becoming better humans, we need to appreciate. So I said, I went to this conference and I was giving the talk and I asked him, can I ask one question? So the interpreter was interpreting. I said, if I sit down next to a person who's hard hearing and has speech impairment in a plane or I meet him, what can I do to comfort him, to make it easy, to relax him? What would be the basic elementary engagement gestures that I can do? Wow. He gave me such an answer, it sent shivers down my back. Now, through the interpreter, he's communicating and it's, you know, soft and it's a whole guy. There is a madrasa in South Africa, which is Al-Madrasa Lil-Makfufi, right? And one of my colleagues teach there, and we know the principal as well, so it's for those visually impaired. So my colleague was telling me that, you know, in Africa we have this power outages very often, so lights were gone in the madrasa. He said, you know what happened? Every sighted person had to hold a blind man's hand. And the blind student took the sighted person to his house. Because for them, every day there's no power. You know what I'm saying, man? In the madrasa, it's a big madrasa, it's on a farm, it's near Pietermaritzburg on your way to Durban. So I've been there, alhamdulillah, gave a little talk, and whatever, one of my colleagues, the teacher's there. So they teach there. So the students are completely blind. They play cricket. They run up the flight of stairs completely visually impaired. So he said there was a power outage. Now we all were stranded in the class. So every ustad had to hold the hand of a blind student. And because they knew the entire area, they're familiar with it, with the feel, touch, grasp, and know-how. So blind person became muhtaj, of a sighted person became muhtaj of a blind person. And he held the sighted person and took him to his house. Who can think they have it right? Allah can turn it like this. Allah can flip it like this. Huh? Yeah. You know, there was a Gujarati saying, but it's not a very appealing with you. It's like more army market. Well, I die and everything. So I asked the person, tell me, how do you? He said, you travel. He said, I said, yes. He said, you sit down in a plane. Yes. Okay. So there's a person next to you. He speaks Dutch. You speak Dutch? I said, no. So he said, the person sitting on your right speaks Dutch, the person on your left speaks French. So yes, you speak English. He said, how are you going to make conversation with that? I said, just for my gestures. He said, do the same to us. Allah. Do the same to us. Kindness is a language the blind can see, the deaf can hear. Just be kind. Just appreciate. Just say thank you. Just be courteous. Don't forget common courtesy amongst yourself. It's better. It's better. The Prophet ﷺ's uncle Abbas comes. He's captured. We're ending on this note, inshallah. He's captured. Nabi ﷺ said, oh, I didn't sleep all night because of my uncle Abbas.
إني لم أنم الليلة من أجل عمي العباس. So now this is a very modest and is making a hint. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, can I go speak to the Ansar to release him? He was rightfully captured. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, that makes of a person of understanding that you pick up the hint. Aaj yeh aara mara hamde bhi nahi hai. People don't understand. Like, I'm saying that, I used to say this to my students so much. Go for a course of akhlaq and training and khidmat, then start making khidmat. Don't come and make khidma when you don't know how to make khidma. Then you have to make khidma of you to teach you how to make khidma. I'm being honest. I'm being honest. There's a way. Just watch how you deal with the thing. Understand what's the mannerism. Study the Sahaba. Study the Aslaf. We haven't been taught, Allah give me an ustad without faults. We said, Allah, cover the faults of my ustaz for me. Today's student, he probes the faults of his ustaz. Yeah, yeah, watch this ustaz, I'm not going to go. Okay, I'm not going to hadith my Ibn Majah, but I'm not going to go. He's got a wrong. And the ustaz's wrong is a wrong. My Islam doesn't teach me to make the wrong of my father a right, nor my mother a right. Wrong is wrong. In fact, there's one latif ishara in Madarik al-Tanzeel, when they pledge their allegiance to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ, and they will not disobey you in nobility. They argue what is the hasiyat of ma'roof. Some say it makes a latif ishara, because if it is not ma'roof, then there is no obedience. وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ. You obey a Nabi, of course from a Nabi will only be ma'roof. From a Nabi is only ma'roof. But there's an ishara, you obey in obedience. Your mother is wrong, she's wrong. But when you're dealing with it, you have to be super sensitive, it's your jannah. So in your love for the mother, don't make her wrong or right. And in the sensitivity, don't forget your role, you're a kid. Don't forget your role. What was the incident I was talking about? Adab. Yes, so Abbas radiallahu anhu was captured. Nabi Sassam said, I didn't sleep last night because of my uncle Abbas. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I can go speak to the Ansar and release him. Nabi Sassam said, Jazakallah. He realized exactly what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted. He understood the moment. He understood it. He could read. He could pick up. He knew exactly. So he went to the Ansar. He said, Arsilu al-Abbas. I know Abbas Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a captive. Release him. They said, Wallahi la nursiluhu. No, Umar, you can't come and impose on us. We'll never release him. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, فَإِنْ كَانَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ رِضًا. And if I tell you that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, not release, he said, then no mask. तो मुझे पूछो नहीं हुआ तो मैं देंगे चाह बच्ची तू क्या पूछे यार अल्लाह ये कैसे लोग थे मेरे खुदा ये कैसे इंसान थे मेरे खुदा ये कैसे इंसान थे no it's our right no but no you didn't go so then he came Abbas radiallahu anhu was very tall in structure he was lanky he was tall so he wasn't well clothed and covered. So Nabi Sassam said, will anybody give me clothing, I want to cover my uncle. So I often say this here, listen to me again, the point of adab. Ibn Mufun to Samit Rao. Your ustad's son has done something wrong. He's guilty, he's wrong. You need to address it. But don't repeatedly address this message in his presence, because as much as his son is wrong, you're hurting his heart. I'm not making his wrong a right. His wrong is a wrong. So don't touch a sore nerve all the time. Then you start up, you say, Allah speaks about Nabi Sassam's uncle Abu Talib who didn't accept Islam. In that he writes,
that this was a pain for our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that his beloved uncle didn't accept Islam. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ In the Hasha of Jalalain, they made a sudur, one called is Abu Talib. One called is Abu Talib. That they would push people away from the harm, from harming Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَنْأَوْنَ وَيَبْعَدُونَ The ayah. So this ayah speaks about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani writes that we don't shy away from the discussion of this ayah because Allah has spoken about the kufr. But unnecessarily don't discuss this year. It can potentially hurt the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't make this a point of discussion. Don't shy away from it as it features in the Quran. Quran ke ayah hai, you're going to discuss it. Usse jo ibrat leni hai, wo ibrat leke aage badho. لیکن اسی کو بیٹھ کے دہرانا اس سے بچنا ہے کیونکہ خطرہ ہے نبی کے قلب کو اذیت پہنچانے کا یہ آداب ہے یہ آداب ہے وعصا آدم ربه فغوا غوا has two meanings غوا can mean deviation here it's not deviation ابوبکر جساس writes in احکام القرآن لا يجوز لأحدنا ان يذكر بذلك عن آدم Allah said ghawa. It doesn't mean I can say ghawa for Adam. La yajuzu fi abaina al-mumatabin. فَكَيْفَ فِي أَبِينَ الْأَقْدَمَ الْأَعْظَمَ النَّبِي أَلَّذِي تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ I shouldn't be using that word for my father or my forefather. How can I use it? Allah has the right. Allah has the right. Allah is khaliq. Everyone is makhluk. Doesn't give me license. Adab. Adab, mannerism, respect. Somebody needs to guide you. Somebody needs to teach us. Somebody needs to mold us. Otherwise, then we're dealing with these humans who look like humans. Who look like humans. And you can see the havoc on the earth. You can see the chaos on the earth. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, would anybody give me clothes? And then Sahaba offered, but because Abbas radiallahu anhu was tall, so nobody's clothes would fit him. So Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he was tall. He said, I'll give my clothes. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needed it, he took it. Because he wanted to cover his uncle. His uncle Abbas wasn't covered well. And it was his uncle. End of the day, respect Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He wasn't a Muslim, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam covered him well. And Abdullah bin Ubay, there isn't anybody who called more taklif to our Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he took it and gave it to him. When Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was in Naza' and he was passing away and he passed away, his son Abdullah, the whole write-up is in Ma'arifur Quran under وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ مَاتَ The whole thing there you can sit and read it. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, his son Abdullah radiallahu anhu was a sahabi, he said, O Nabi of Allah, my father has passed away, will you give me your cloth? I want to cover him with your Mubarak Jubba. Nabi Sassan took out his Mubarak garment to wrap and enshroud the corpse of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen. The leader of the Munafiqeen. Now the scholars academically engage and dissect and analyze the wisdom and explore the reasoning and the rationale of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam affording this disbeliever, nay the leader of the Munafiqeen, in his blessed garb, knowing very well that the blessedness of his garment will not avert or divert the torment from this man who died in disbelief. And this consensus of the scholars, they say two things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this to offset his favor. This man did give me his clothes for my uncle, so mukafa'at, to give back, to acknowledge, to reciprocate. Nabi alayhi salam gave it back, Muslim or non-Muslim. And the second thing is, the ulama say, the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam did this here, my blessed garment of Nabi alayhi salam will not change his faith, but will soften the hearts of the people from the tribe of Abdullah to come into Islam. Some narrations say up to 1,000 people accepted Islam. My brothers, this wraps up my humble 2 days with you. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. May Allah grant us the akhlaq of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khudayr bin Ayyad said, good character is such a thing that it has the ability to conceal all evil. And bad character is such an evil trait that no good can can prosper in the presence of bad character. So character and akhlaq is everything. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The more noble your character, the more distant you are from naivety and insanity. The more evil your character, the more Allah defines you as foolish. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلى نيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كالذي نقول ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول. لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك. لك الحمد ملء السماوات والأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. Most kind, most loving, most gracious, most merciful Allah. O Allah, we praise you as you have praised yourself. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The heavens and the earth have praised you, my Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Every atom glorifies you, my Allah. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. Every creation knows how to praise you, O Allah. لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is hidden from you, Allah. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They can hide from each other, no one can hide from you, O Allah. عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. You know what is in the heart. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. You know our whispers and you know what is hidden more than our whispers, Allah. سَوَاءٌ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلُ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Those who whisper at night or those who boldly walk in the day, you know it. مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرُ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. If it's two, you the third. If it's three, you the fourth. If it's four, you the fifth. Allah, wherever we are, you are aware of it. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. You are closer than the jugular vein. مَا تَوَسْوَسَتْ بِهِ نَفْسُ. The whispers of our heart are known to you, my Allah. My Allah, you know everything. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. You are not unaware or heedless of the tyranny of the tyrants, Allah. You know everything, Allah. You have the power of everything. You have the treasures of everything. عِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ. The keys of the treasures are by you. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. You send it down in measures that you know, Allah. The winds are in your control. أَرْسَلْنَا الرِّيَاحَ لَوَاقِحَ. Allah, everything is in your control. Allah, we ask you, through your kindness and your grace and your mercy, to forgive us, my Allah. Allah, you have told us in the Quran, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Nobody can question you, and everybody besides you will be questioned. Allah, if you forgive us, nobody's going to challenge you. Nobody's going to ask you for an explanation. If we pardon someone who's not worthy of pardon, this protocol, there's a yearning, there's a disciplinary measure, this protocol. Allah, you are la yus'al, la yus'al, la yus'al. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Allah, you have told us in the Quran, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقَبَاهَا. You don't fear how people interpret your actions, Allah. Allah, you are sovereign, you are ultimate. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهُ. You are the Lord in the heavens, you are the Lord on the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Between the heavens and the earth. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ. If the trees are pens. وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ. The oceans are inked. مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلَمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, your greatness will not come to an end, because your greatness is infinite, my Allah. Allah, by your grace and your kindness and your mercy, you have created us. خلقتني بأمرك وأقمتني في بلايا هذه الدنيا بمشيئتك ثم قلت لي استمسك ولكن كيف أستمسك إن لم تمسكني بلطفك يا قوي يا متين. We say to you, O Allah, what Amir ibn Abdullah Tamimi said, Allah, you created me by your will. Then you surrounded me with temptation.
Then you told me restrain and behave. I'm asking you, if you're not going to help it, how am I going to achieve it, Allah? Allah, you help me, O Allah. Allah, your Nabi, Yusuf, for whom you said, كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ. We diverted evil from him, Allah. Your Nabi Yusuf, regarding whom you said, إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَسِينَ. He is from amongst our pious servants, O Allah. That Nabi of yours said, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah, if you don't divert it, Allah, if you don't divert their plotting and their seductive way, I will incline and I will send Allah. Allah, we don't know how to ask Allah. Allah, your Nabi Nuh asked you, and he asked you what he wasn't supposed to ask Allah. And you say, إِلَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ وَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Don't ask me what you don't know. Allah, how do we know how to ask Allah? Allah, Nuh was your Nabi, Allah. He was your pious servant. You refer to Nuh alayhi salam as عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He was عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, Allah. And you told him, لَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. Allah, what do we ask Allah? We don't know how to ask Allah. Allah, we ask you what Musa asked you. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِي أَخِي رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِي أَخِي وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِي. Allah, help me, forgive me and my brother and my siblings and put me in your mercy, Allah. Allah, we ask you what Sayyidina Musa asked you. رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. Allah, whatever good you can give us, let it come to us, Allah. Allah, we ask you what Nuh alayhi salam said. رَبِّ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرٌ. Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed, I'm exhausted, I'm confused, I am confused. Help me, my Allah, help me. Allah, we say to you what Ayyub said. رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِي الدُّور رَبِّ أَنِّي مَسَّنِي الدُّور وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah, mujhe takleef lagi hai. Allah, mujhe takleef lagi hai. Oh Allah, I'm afflicted. Allah, you are the most kind. You are the most merciful. We say to you what Ibrahim said. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. Allah, make me who establish prayer. Make my children who establish prayer. رَبَّنَا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah, make us and our children pious. Make us the leaders of a pious family. Make them the coolness of our eyes. اللهم اجعل أولادنا أبرارا أتقياً وأحفظهم وإيانا في الإسلام نباتا حسنا ولا تجعلهم جبارين أشقياً. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.